Christ has risen, or if you're not religious, the Easter Bunny has come. Welcome to the Squanchy Show. I'm here with Logan and Marvel here, back in the booth, because when we are not recording the podcast, they control the booth. The booth belongs to them. No Kalen today. We'll get into that a little bit later. Well, we'll get into that right now. Squanchy Show, solo podcast of mine, something we've been talking about me doing for a little bit, and discussing when to start it. So I'm just going to go ahead and say April Fools, because Kalen will be returning next week. So if you're worried about this replacing the Kaven universe, it is not. The reason why I'm saying this so early in the episode, we were going to drag it out. We were going to wait to the end of the episode, but we noticed ever since announcing a solo episode, some people didn't get the hint, you know, some of the following dropped a little bit. So yeah, I'm just going to go to April Fools, but this is a show that I will be doing maybe monthly, maybe once a week, maybe bi-weekly, maybe once a year. No, but I don't know, probably once a month to start with. Maybe give Kalen a break here and there, or maybe do it on a different platform. We'll see how it goes. We're testing it out right now. Kalen will return next week, but right now it just the Lokester and the Marvel and me. I understand I would be wanting to listen to Kalen more rather than me, but if you happen to like my voice and me flapping my gums and the things I'm into, things that maybe we can't touch on Kaven Universe, welcome to the Squanchy Show. Let's see here. What's this?
Oh my God, buddy. These niggas hit making me, man, fuck all that. Oh, gotta move. He in my lane. You in my lane.
Now,
we don't care.
This gets me every time. Now, don't condone any violence or running. Yeah, don't do this. But, you know, people in the bike lane, they're supposed to be in the bike lane, or people that just feel like, oh, I'm on a bike, you know, pedaled by my feet instead of, any type of combustion engine. I'm going to take up the road that's for those engines. With something that's powered with my feet. It does kind of irk you. You know, we see it everywhere. And I want to know for anyone, if anyone knows, what's going on with this? Like, what happened?
Oh, my God, buddy. These niggas hit making me, man, fuck all that. Oh, gotta move. He in my lane. You in my lane.
You in my lane. You in my lane. It gets me every single time. And every time this, you know, has been regurgitated and, you know, reposted and pops up so many times. And every time I search the comments and I'm like, what happened? Like, did this guy get charged? Were these people okay? This guy did a backflip off of his own bike tire. That has to be some kind of, yeah, I've got some kind of award for that, right? It has to be a world record. It's never been done before. I want to know more. So I doubt we will, because that's how things work nowadays. But for anyone that knows what happened. But yeah, okay, that will always be one of my favorite memes here. What else we got on this list? This is a lot harder solo. This is why this is a good test. Unfortunately, we have to keep our promises. It's one thing we need to learn. So this episode has to go out regardless of how it turns out here. So Fallout. You know, something that Squanchy Show I want to touch on more is going to be, you know, more, you know, interest of mine, such as gaming and certain musics and things like that. Musics is great. So the Fallout TV show is going to be on Amazon Prime. And for anyone who hasn't played the game, this honestly is it's perfect. I mean, people are going to complain. People are going to say, oh, this is wrong and this is wrong. This, like, they're not going to make a movie or a show that's 100% accurate. But for any, you know, gamer out there, you know that. Here, let me just play it right here. We'll put it on the background while I'm talking. If you haven't seen the trailer, let's see the trailer. Or, you know, go see the trailer. I'm not going to waste your time. Play it here. And maybe get copyrighted. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, like you got the bobbleheads, you got the vault that looks just like the vault. Like, this is for any gamer out there, like, you know what it's like for a you know, studio or Hollywood or whatever to take on a game and try to make a movie or a show out of it, and it just doesn't match any lore or anything at all. This is pretty spot on. Like, you're going to have things that you got to change here and there. Yeah, of course, because it's just, it makes more sense in real life, or it makes more sense in a show or movie aspect. But for the most part, this is pretty spot on. So, you know, of course, if you're a Fallout fan, you already know about this, and maybe you're just be optimistic. There's a lot of Fallout fans, just like if you're a diehard fan of anything and something else tries to take over that's, you know, beyond the original circle, for example, like this, you know, being in the game circle, and then, you know, Hollywood takes it on. So you want to be the guy that's like, oh no, I knew about this way before everyone else. You're not going to be a fan of this now because I've been a fan of it since the beginning. It's like, don't you want things to grow? Don't you want more people to, you know, understand and have their eyes on it and want to be interested in it? Or, like, you know, you just want to keep it for yourself. So then, like, what's the point? Like, don't you want more? Don't you want to talk about it with more people? I don't know. That's another thing about the show. Anything I say, don't take as factual or anything, because sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. Let me get a swig here. It's a lot easier when you have someone to break apart the conversation. That's for sure. All right. But yeah, give this Fallout show a chance, whether you played the game or not, or you know a little bit about it or not. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm excited. So we'll probably be talking about that more. It comes out April 11th, I believe. And it's quite on set, man. Yeah, you know, I know this might be a little bit older, but, you know, since we came back, we got to talk about this. But quite on set, it's getting a season two, apparently. I mean, I'm sure there's more people. I mean, that's weird to say. Like, I'm sure there's more people that are going to talk about their experience. Sadly, you know, for anybody that wanted to be a Nickelodeon kid, if you don't know, you know, what's going on or what I'm talking about with the Quiet on Set and Nickelodeon. Yeah, so Quiet on Set was a documentary, you know, about Nickelodeon Studios and, you know, the kids shows that we grew up watching. Millennials basically grew up watching shows like all that, The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh. And yeah, there's some pretty dark things that happened in those studios. Now everyone knows, like, you know, especially recently, like, there's some dark things to, you know, a lot of Hollywood studios. But yeah, to know it's like actual, like, it's too kind of too close to home, you know, oddly enough, because that's how these things work. Like, we don't start opening our eyes and understanding it until it's something like that. But yeah, so especially Drake Bell came out, a lot of other child actors from all that and the Amanda Show came out and basically talked about a lot of bad stuff that was happening on set, a lot of illegal stuff that was happening on set, a lot of morally terrible things that were happening on set. And now there's a season two coming up. So we're going to have, you know, I was a big fan of the Amanda Show, you know, just like I was a big fan of Drake and Josh. I was like my number one show. And Nickelodeon was always my number one channel. And then, of course, you got a Cartoon Network. That was always the second choice. And the Disney Channel was always there, too. I wonder if it's going to actually switch. And instead of talk about Nickelodeon, it's going to switch. Maybe season two, we're going to get into Disney. But I don't know. I feel like Disney has so much, yeah, power and money to let anything like that get out in that aspect. But, you know, they kind of touched on it with, you know, the convicted rapist Brian Peck. He I think they said he ended up getting hired at Disney. This is why I need Kaylin. She's a better mind than I do, a better brain. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. But like I said, I was a big fan of the Amanda Show, and I would maybe like to hear her speak out. But if she's not comfortable, of course, you know, we got to respect that. But yeah, I that's a, you can kind of direct that downfall, link it directly to Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider. And, you know, the thing about Dan Schneider, yeah, he maybe didn't get convicted or maybe didn't get caught or doing anything like where people calling them the old chomo pedo. But, you know, I've always said, if you're anywhere like close to that field, like you were, well, first of all, you were working with child abusers and hiring them and working closely with them. So like, bro, you didn't know. Second, you know, he was certified 100% creep. I mean, we saw that on the documentary, especially with his old foot fetish and making that the logo itself. And then now there's conspiracy theories about the Nickelodeon splatter logo. See, I remember both because they would just randomly changed it. And yeah, the Nickelodeon splatter logo being looks kind of oddly similar to Epstein's Island. It's getting a little freaky, people. Like I said, we maybe have known this, but it's a little freakier than we known. Hey, where you going, buddy? You gotta stay here, buddy. Logan's tired of me talking. He wants to get out of here. But, yeah, it's just, crazy stuff, people. Crazy times. Sometimes, the truth is stranger than fiction, for sure. For sure.
Hey, I live in the neighborhood. My Wi-Fi name is 1744. Your wife is cheating. I don't know how you did not catch on. Your address is 1744, but every day when you leave for work, a Nissan parks three houses down, walks up the side of your house, goes in your back door. I'm assuming you don't have cameras back there. Okay, your wife is smart, but she is unfaithful. I'm going to walk this way, but I don't live this way.
Trifling. Traveling ass. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word or not, but yeah. Who even cheats in 2024? That's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna get caught one way or another. So this chick, obviously if you heard the audio, but this guy's all like incognito with this hoodie over his face trying to cover it. But pretty good bro in there. Neighbor coming, letting them know, hey, dude's coming in through the back door in more ways than one. So, damn. Oh, dang. Like I said, don't cheat in 2024. You're going to get caught one way or another. You got the Ring doorbells. You got the freaking, you know, location detectors, you know, you got to find my iPhone to find the friends, and you know, Facebook knows your address, you know, you can get tagged on Facebook at Hooters or something, or you know, they know your triangulations, I'm telling you, whatever that means. But no, I mean, yeah, this sucks sucks more ways than one. Nobody wants to be cheated on. I felt that feeling. It sucks. But this guy, hopefully this dude recovers. And hopefully he finds that dude and they grab a beer and maybe find... Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Sometimes, see, this is why this Quanchi show is probably needs to be on Patreon. So, patreon.com/cavein. Yeah, this turns into just a giant ad. It started as an April Fool's joke. Now it's just a giant ad for our Patreon. But hey, our Patreon is $1. And maybe I can throw this on Patreon weekly so I can say, you know, and I'm not a terrible person, people. Just say a little extra things that maybe I shouldn't say in a public where anybody can just pull up the video. But anyway, I digress. That guy's gonna be whacking it for a while. Speaking of whacking it, Pornhub. If you live in Texas, Pornhub has been banned in Texas, and this basically all comes down to Congress and ruling that, you know, having to put age restrictions in place and just make it safer, I guess, for not just our youth, safer for everyone, because shit is addicting, and you know a lot of people that. Maybe don't want to admit it, but a lot of people that do admit it, it's just addicting as anything else. And I think it's kind of a win, honestly. I mean, from a dude's perspective, I know that's not what you expect me to say, but you know, Pornhub was kind of lame anyway. It's like kind of sucked, and you could tell it was kind of trying to be like hip and stuff at times. And it's like, who are you targeting this for? So yeah, this is actually a good thing. Like, honestly, like, they should do this, you know, all across the board. Well, you know, with age restrictions, like verifying your age and stuff, because, like, you know, like, keep this shit separate, keep it all separate, you know, because you're starting to see this shit leak out into everything, into every social media app, and it's like, you don't want to see it anymore. Like, I don't even think there's time we wanted to see it, but it's like, you know, it's like, at first it's like, okay, you get it, you know, you're maybe trying to be an influencer, maybe you're trying to promote yourself, trying to promote whatever you got, I understand. And then there gets to a point where it's like, Jesus, like, and you scroll and you scroll and scroll, and don't say it's my algorithm, because I've literally, you know, on the other apps, you know, other, what am I trying to say, the other podcast that we have, the Jobber Circle, the Cave in Universe page, you know, blank algorithms that you just start scrolling, you see that shit. So don't say it's my algorithm. But anyway, it's just like, yeah, no, like, nobody wants to see that shit after a while, because it's like, it just gets like, it's like too much. It's like, why? Like, you know, it's like, that's what I feel about influencers in general. Like, we may be seeing the end of the influencer era, because it's like, first of all, how many people can Manscaped pay for their terrible product? You know, like, how many podcasts and how many Instagram influencers and OnlyFans people were, you know, or how many can they pay before they realize, hey, nobody's buying this shit. Like, nobody's buying it. You know, and I feel like influencers and the whole Instagram influencer era, I feel like that was big too when there wasn't as many ads as Instagram, or as there are now on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere. You know, you needed those influencers to basically, like, they had their following, and there was like a loophole. It's like, oh, there's no ads on this platform, but we can use these people as an ad, which I think they were still do, but you're gonna see it dwindle down more and more and more, because, like I said, how many of the people are they gonna pay before they realize, like, hey, these 1,000 podcasts that we give money to are literally not selling our product. It's just gonna die down like everything else. The pendulum swings one way and it swings the other. I'm for that as well, because I hate doing ads myself. And like I said before, one of my worst jobs that I've ever had, or jobs that I hate doing, is a salesman. And this is a great hobby, so why would I mix something I really hated with something I really like doing? It's not a good deal. So yeah, let that dwindle down too, because you know, these, and a lot of these companies that these podcasts and influencers you know, promote, or like scam companies too. So it's kind of like, ugh. I don't want, like if you're anywhere near, like I was saying about Dan Schneider, maybe I didn't get to finish that thought, but that's going to be a part of this show too. But you know, if you're anywhere near that field of, like, you know, maybe you could be, it's like, then I don't want nothing to do with it. So, like, you know, Dan Schneider, if you're anywhere near that field where you're being, you know, accused of, then you're a pedophile. Like, you're, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about Dan Schneider. That's how I feel about these influencer brands. But anyway, yeah, so let's go out with the video here. Jesus. Oh. Alright. I think somebody forgot to tell these guys the wrestling is scripted. Jeez, these guys are like, so this is Soft Ground Wrestling Uganda. And that does not look soft ground. That looks like just mud. With one rope. They got a rope. Nice. Got all these kids around. Spectators. And yeah, they are straight up doing wrestling moves on hard ass mud. That's actually impressive. And they're jacked. Jeez, he just closed the shit out of that guy. Oh, dude, this guy's doing Three Amigos. What? All right. This is, you know. Yeah, see, they're going with it. Okay, he sold that good. Okay, so it's like, but this, I mean, this is a perfect explanation of pro wrestling. It's like, you could know, I could tell you, hey, I'm going to pick you up and slam you on the ground. You could know that all day. That could be the fake part of it. That could be the scripted part of it. But once you get slammed, that hurts. So, dang. And this is, dude, hey, you know, I'd give these guys a lot of credit, because that's probably hurts way worse than a wrestling ring. Oh, jeez. I'm going to follow this federation. See how it goes. I wonder who's their champ. I wonder who's the who is the soft ground wrestling Ugandan champ. I may want to have him on the podcast. We'll see. But no, just me rambling. We happen to made it to the end of this. Wow, thank you. Because this is going to be, like I said, maybe monthly, maybe weekly, maybe on Patreon. We'll figure it out how it goes. But for now, Caveman Universe will return April Fool's. And yeah, hope you enjoy this episode. How are we going to go on this Quanchi show? Huh? How do we go out on this? I don't know. We'll go out with a copyright. Or we'll go out with the song that may get me in, or may get us in trouble, because who cares at this point, right? Please tell us why.